October 25, 1937. The Sovereign Queen is the heiress of the divine will, and therefore the heiress of the divine life. How she made herself a precious pledge in the creative hands of God. The great good contained in one act in my fiat. I was doing my round in the acts of the divine will and, arriving at the conception of the Blessed Virgin, I stopped to offer to God the power and the love that the divine persons had in conceiving this celestial lady, in order to obtain the coming of their kingdom on earth. My sweet Jesus, surprising me, said, "My daughter, as this holy virgin was conceived, our feast with mankind started again. In fact, since the first instant of her conception she inherited our divine will, which soon began its divine crafting within her beautiful soul. In each of her heartbeats, thoughts and breaths, our will formed, with its creative power, enchanting prodigies of sanctity, beauty and grace, to the extent that we ourselves actors and spectators together with our divine will remained enraptured. In our emphasis of love we said, how beautiful the creature is, when together with our will. She gives us ease to form our most beautiful works, and she gives life to our life within herself. Our lover rejoiced and celebrated, because our divine heiress, the heiress of our will and of our very life, had come into the light of time. And since, by virtue of our will operating in her, she was all ours, exclusively ours, looking at her we felt our breathing, our heartbeat, our ever-burning, ever-loving love, and our motions in hers. Our beauty shone through the movements of her pupils, of her little hands, and in the sweet enchantment of her enrapturing voice. She kept us so busy and so in feasting, that not even for one instant could we remove our gaze from her. So, she belonged to us completely our own, and our will was already hers by right. We recognized in this holy creature our divine heiress, and by possessing our will she already possessed all. This holy virgin had her own humanity, in which she bound the whole human family, as limbs to the body. So, in seeing in her the whole of humankind, as she was conceived, for love of her we gave the first kiss of peace to all humanity, making it heir of our divine heiress with the exclusion of some ungrateful who would not want to receive it. See then, how certain it is that the kingdom of our will must come upon earth. There is already a creature who inherited it, and since this creature belongs to the human race, all creatures acquired the right of being able to possess it. The celestial sovereign, taken by love, made herself into a pledge in our creative hands, so that all could receive the kingdom. This pledge, possessing the life of my will, contained an infinite value. Therefore she could commit herself for all. What a sweet dear pledge this holy creature was, in our hands. By making her life and her acts flow into our divine volition, she formed divine coins to be able to pay us for those who were to inherit our divine fiat. And then my humanity came united to the eternal word. With my life, sufferings and death, I paid a sufficient price to buy back our divine will and give it to the creatures as their inheritance. One act, one breath, one movement in my will contains such value as to be able to buy heaven and earth anything that one may desire. Therefore, may my will, and my will only, be your life and your all. Then, I continued to sink inside the divine volition. What an enrapturing strength it possesses! Its sweetness, the attractions of its enchantments are such that one would not want to lose even a breath. My sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, the prodigies of my will are unheard of. Its power is so great that, as the creature operates in my will, it calls into action all that she has done before, uniting it together, and then offering again to each act, its merit, goodness and power, as if the creature were doing it again, enriching it with so much grace and beauty as to form the enchantment of all heaven. Then, as celestial dew, it invests all the saints, giving them the new glory and happiness that the work of the creature in my will contains. It pours this dew upon all the pilgrim souls, so that they may feel its power and grace in their own acts. How many souls, burned by passions, sin and brutal pleasures, feel the freshness of this divine dew and remain transformed in good? One act in my will overwhelms heaven and earth, and if it cannot find souls disposed to receive such a good, it puts itself on the lookout, spying the circumstances, the opportunities and the disillusions of life, ready to invest them, embalm them and give them the good it possesses. The acts in my will are never lazy. They are full of light, love, sanctity and divine sweetness. They feel the need to give light to those who live in darkness, to give love to those who are cold, to give sanctity to those who live in sin, to give divine sweetness to those who feel embittered. These acts, true children of my divine fiat, never stop. They keep wandering, even for centuries, if necessary, in order to give the good they possess. And since they are animated and armed by its power, they can say, we can do everything, because an omnipotent divine will gave us life. Fiat.